This is Soul Podversation Podcast, and I'm your host, Frankie Lashier. This podcast is all about freeing the mind, body, and soul. We will dig deep into the known as well as the unknown. That will lead you to reaching your highest potential, a better you, a higher you. Soul Podversation. Hello, everyone. This is your girl, Frankie Lashier of Soul Podversation Podcast, Daddy's Girl Podcast, and Daddy's Girl Love in the 90s Podcast. Yes, I have three. And how do you manage three podcasts? Listen, it ain't easy, but I'm capable. I'm built for it. I can do it. How in the world are y'all doing? Once again, we meet and once again, we greet. And I hope that everyone is doing great. And if you're not, please trust and believe it's okay to be okay. With that being said, 2023, I could say a whole lot about it. I could say a whole lot about 2022 as well. Those years has been very overwhelming, like just mentally draining because I went through a whole lot, which I'm not going to, you know, get into all that because this is not what today's topic is about. However, you know, this year is almost over. We have, what, one more month to go. We're in November, which is my birthday month. Yay, the 19th. And we have December. So it's like, wow. So my intentions is to end this year with a bang. And I mean, I do mean that in a positive way. I do intend to end this year with a bang. It's a lot that has gone on. But I have great intentions for the year of 2024. So I'm leaving this year with great expectations, and I hope you're doing the same. Okay. So this topic right here, guys, listen. I came up with the topic because it's just some things that I have been dealing with and things I've been facing. Some things I didn't necessarily want to face, but it's in my face and I have to deal with it. So, you know, it's like you're trying to stay positive and you're trying to stay in a good, you know, headspace, a good mind space. But sometimes, you know, life gets you and it's like, oh my gosh. Ugh. So, yeah. So basically, the topic today is I'm calling it The Weight is Great. Okay. I will say again, The Weight is Great, and I will elaborate, of course, but let me set it up. Okay, so I just kind of went, you know, kind of rambled on a little bit about some things, not in, you know, specific things, not you know, I wasn't too specific about it. I don't know why I'm getting tongue-tied. I think as I'm a little bit excited, and when I get excited I do talk fast, so let me slow it down. Yeah, so there's some things that I have this has been going on in my life and personal things, and it's like when you know that eventually you have to face it, and then, you know, you it happens right there and right then and there, and you're like, okay, I knew this was coming, and I'm going to try to stay positive about it, but sometimes it's not easy. We're human, so we do have human experiences. Okay. So it's like, what do you do when you have to wait on something that you really don't have no control of, right? So you have to just wait. Did you just say wait? I mean, all of this is going on and you're saying wait. Yeah, you're really, you know, you're pushing it there. No, not really. I'm not pushing it. 'Cause the thing is, when you have to wait, sometimes waiting feels like the most impossible thing to do. But just to let you know, there's a process in waiting. And I am learning that, so I'm not telling you nothing that I don't know. I'm definitely preaching to the choir. I'm the director here. I know exactly what I'm talking about. You know, and it's sometimes you can get emotional in this process because you're trying to understand it all. You're trying to take it all in. I just hit the microphone to give you that thump. Sorry about that. I do talk with my hands, so I'm trying not to because it's like when I hit the microphone, it's like, you know, it drives me crazy because I don't like to do that. So anyway, back to topic. See how I always get off? I might be a little bit ADHD. I need to find that out. I don't know. Anyway, but when you're waiting, you know, it's like you have so many questions while you're waiting. And I'm talking about like, why am I waiting again? How long do I have to wait? What do I have to go through while I'm waiting? And you know, when you're asking God these questions and you're trying to communicate and be open as possible, as much as possible, sometimes you don't even hear God. Sometimes it's just so quiet and it makes you become impatient. It makes you, I think, a little bit more, it gives me anxiety a little bit because I'm like, listen, okay, God, now I'm trusting you in this situation, but honestly, I know that you're God. You can do all things. Nothing's hard. Nothing's impossible for you to do, but maybe this is something you don't, you know, you're not, is it, you know, are you overlooking me or am I not supposed to do this anymore? And, you know, all those questions come. And then you find yourself, okay, maybe I need to go talk to somebody. Which is not a bad thing, you know, because I do have what I call my go-to people. And there's only a few. But sometimes even when you go to your go-to persons, they don't have the answers that you seek. You know, and in those times, it becomes more frustrating because it's like, okay, never mind. Clearly, you don't understand what I'm saying. And it's not that they don't understand. Sometimes they just don't have the answer. And that's hard because you're dealing with something, you're facing something, and you just want to understand and try to analyze. And I don't know about you, but me, I am such an overthinker. I overthink all the time. And that could sometimes be a bad thing. It's not always a bad thing, but sometimes it could be a bad thing. Because even after you've thought about something and you said, okay, I'm just going to make the decision and just leave it here, not worry about it anymore, and just move on with the next thing. And then you find yourself thinking about it again. And then you're rethinking yourself out of what you already decided to do. And you're waiting and you're trying to understand. And you're trying to understand while you wait. And, it, you know, sometimes it kind of makes you feel like, okay, I'm just going to give up on this. This is not happening because you don't see it the way you want to see it. I'm going to say that again. Because you don't see it the way you want to see it. And I'll tell you this, because you don't see it the way you want to see it does not mean that it's not going to happen. It doesn't mean that it's not going to take place in your life. You know, there's a song, it came out in the 90s, it's a gospel song. And the song says, when God is silent, he's giving you a little bit more time to pray. And I find that song to be so relevant right now, even though it came out in the 90s. Because when you begin to understand things and you begin to kind of see things for what they really are, it's like, okay, now I get it. And I get it. You know, God is not going to answer the way we want God to answer. He may not even come in the way that we want him to come. Because one thing we have to understand and realize, we can't control God. You know, we have a hard enough time trying to control ourselves. You know, so we cannot control what God does. And if you remember in the scriptures, the Bible, those of you that know the scriptures, the Bible says, his ways are not our ways, his thoughts are not our thoughts. So right then and there, clearly it's just basically letting you know, you cannot control God and you cannot control what he does and how he does and when he does it, or even why he does it. Our job here is just to have faith and wait. And it's hard to wait. You know, think about a little toddler, a baby. When they want something, they want it. And they're going to cry for it. And the mom is like, okay. I'm trying to hurry up. I'm trying to feed you. You know, especially when they want that bottle. And mommy is not moving fast enough to give that bottle. And they're just impatient. And they're just kicking it all over the place. And just having a tantrum. Because they're not getting what they want. When they want. Or as fast as they want. And they become impatient. And they act out. And that's like some of us. But I guess we can call it an adult tantrum. Because you're waiting. And you're waiting. And you're like, God, I waited. You know, I've been doing this for 3 days now, God. It's like, when are you going to move? 3 days. 3 days. And, you know, and I'm telling you. One day with God is like 1,000 years. I'm sorry, I said that backwards. 1,000 years is like 1 day to God. So what seems like a lot really is not to God. Not to God. And my thing is, I hate waiting. I'm clearly being honest, and I'm pretty transparent. I hate waiting, especially when it's something that I really want to happen, or it's something that I just really want, and I'm having to wait. But in those times that you wait, God is also teaching you something. Ooh, I felt that so strong just now. God is teaching you something. And so, and that's why it's a process, okay? God is not only God, this all-seeing, all-knowing, but he's also a teacher. And when God is teaching you something, we're the students. He's trying to make sure that we get it. So when something else we're being faced with, if we pass the test the first time on waiting and having faith, then we know how to go through the next test. And we know how to maneuver through it. And we know how to pass it because we just did this before. We just had a test on faith before. And if you don't pass it, believe it or not, you will be retested. You know, because God wants to make sure that he can trust us with things, you know, and we are, like I said before, we're human and we do have emotions and we do have, you know, our little ways of just showing that we're not happy, like little babies, but that does not move God at all. God is not moved by our emotions. He's actually looking at the fact that what I'm showing her or him, are they getting it? Are they grasping it? Are they understanding what I'm teaching them? Because like I said before, he's a teacher, you know, and that, you know, just like when you think about when we were in school, some of us may still be, but when our instructor or our teacher shows or teaches something, the way they're going to see if we learn is by testing it. Okay. And that's what God is doing. And we may not get it the first time. We may not get it the second time. We may not even get it the third, fourth, fifth, whatever. But God is going to test us until we do. And okay, so this situation that I'm faced with, this situation that I'm waiting on, I know that God is going to respond, you know, in my favor. But it's like the wait is so is unbearable sometimes, because again, I'm putting my mind, and I'm thinking, what is going on and how is it going to be and how is it, you know, going to happen and things like that. And that's not even for us to worry about. This is why the wait is great. And I do mean great in size, okay? Great in size, because it's tremendous sometimes when we have to wait on God to move. Think about, you know, I'm also a person, I don't really like to depend on people to help me do things or to get things done. And when you have no choice and you have to wait on that person, how frustrating is that? It's like, okay, I have been waiting. You said you were on the way, or you said that you were going to do it. And what's going on? And I mean, and we, you know, people go through things, you know, we're not the only one, you know. And when someone falls short, you understand, but you're still feeling some type of way. Okay, that's another human moment. That's all. But when you're faced with something that you really, really need and want to happen, and it's kind of not looking like it's falling in your favor, it doesn't mean that it's not going to happen. It's just that the wait is great. And in the process of the waiting, we have all these different emotions. It's like, okay, all right, now, God, what's going on? You know, I try to communicate, I pray. You know, I'm not a bad person. I don't go out and I don't commit any crimes, blah, 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 blah. You try to give this God the rundown of all that you do that's so good. And just to let you know, God is not even looking at those things. Because God blesses you in spite of. But we have this thing where we put God on a time frame, or we put a list before God. Like, you know, God, check this off now. So yesterday, I helped an old woman across the street. Yesterday, there was a cat up in the tree. I don't climb trees, but I called the fire department, and they got the cat out of the tree. So as if God, like, you have to remind God of the things that you've done. And you don't necessarily have to do that. But what you can do is remind God of his word. So in the process of your waiting, you're getting stronger if you actually do it and you handle things the right way. If you follow the instructions that are given to you while you're waiting, you're building up your faith and you're building up your spiritual self, your spiritual man, or a woman, if you want to, you know, if you're a woman. And see, this is what God is teaching you. You have to be in a place where you're much stronger than what you were before so that you can handle the next task. See, God gets us ready in ways that we may think or may consider to be unorthodox, because this is not what we normally do. This is not what we want. This is not the way that we would do this. So we're sitting there and we're thinking, okay, you know what? Never mind. Forget it. I'm not doing this no more. I've been praying, I've been talking to God, and I've been going to church, and I've been doing all this, but is yet still nothing. Nothing happens, and I'm still unhappy, or I'm still in this dead-end job, or I'm still in this broken-down relationship, and it's like, okay, I can't do this no more. And while you're doing all that, God is like, okay, once you're done with your pity party, do what I tell you to do. You were instructed to pray. You were instructed to wait. What's the problem? God never gave you a time on when something will be done. Some cases he do. Some cases he do. But in a lot of cases, when God does not give you a certain time, he just gives you certain instructions to do something, and it doesn't happen. We fall apart. But that does not move God. And again, that's why the wait is so great, because it's just so much in the process, so much that we have to do, and so much that we have to say to God. And all he's saying is just wait. Be patient and continue to pray. And you don't even realize by you doing all this, you are becoming stronger. You are handling things because you're now in a different mindset. But that's only if you go through the process and not give up. The scripture says that the race is not given to the one that runs the fastest, but it's the one that endures through the race. And I'm paraphrasing because it doesn't, you know, it's worded differently, but it's the same meaning. but I was not looking at how fast you're running or even the style of your run. But can you actually keep up? Can you actually get to the end? If you have to fall to the wayside, are you able to get back up? Or are you just going to say, you know what? They're way ahead of me. I can't do this. And give up? That's what God is looking at. He's looking at your heart. Where was your heart set at when you started petitioning me in this prayer? Where were you wanting me to, what is this thing that you want God to do so much? How bad do you want it that when it gets tough, the times get rough and you're like, you know, it's like all hell's breaking loose and you got bills and you got, you know, your job is on the line and your relationship's broken up or broken down or whatever, or it's just, you know, you're dealing with someone that's not giving you what you're giving them. You're putting so much in a relationship and not receiving anything. Are you going to give up or are you going to keep going? Because see, again, like I said, the weight is great. It's so much. And then sometimes it can be so much at one time that you're like, oh, wait a minute. Now, this is not right. This is not fair. So why am I going through all this? And somebody, you know, the next person over there, they don't even acknowledge God, but they got all this going on for them. And you want to take that to God and show God, like God doesn't know. Because see, God's grace is for the just as well as the unjust. In other words, God blesses who he wants to bless. That doesn't mean because you think they should not be blessed, doesn't mean that he's not going to do it. But where's your relationship with God? Where are you at with God that no matter like come hell or high water, you're still going to be in that position to wait? Yes, the wait is great, but are you going to wait? It's hard. Listen, I know. And I was not going to bring up anything that happened last year. I can talk about it, but I'm not going to get into too much of the details of it. But I lost my mother last year in August. And my sisters and my family and I, we were praying for things to be turned around. My mother was ill, but we were praying for a whole different result than what we received. I didn't like the fact that my mother passed away. And I'm like, God, now you said that whatever we ask for when we pray, that we will get that very thing. We will get that because this is what we ask you for. So I had questions. I did. Because here I am, you know, watching my mother deteriorate. But I still was keeping the faith. And I said, I can't give up. I cannot deter from what I'm praying about. But yet and still, it happened. So I'm sitting here like, okay, what happened? Like, she's not here no more. Like, really? This is the result of what I prayed for? This is the result of what we prayed for? And then God told me one day, and it came to me, and I was like, okay, this, I get it. God honored my prayer. He just didn't honor it in the way I wanted it. Because I was praying and asking God to heal my mother from this illness. And he did it. But again, it wasn't in the way that I wanted it. I wanted my mother to be here. I wanted her to be healthy and whole, being able to walk and talk and be mama again. She was always my mother. That never stopped. It was only the body that was breaking down because of the illness. But that was still the same woman that gave me birth. That never changed. But when I say that God answered my prayer, but not the way that I wanted it, He gave her what she wanted. Because I told my we said, Mama, you know, look, we want you here. But when you get tired of fighting, we understand. And my mother got tired of fighting. So not only did my prayer was answered, so was my mother's prayer. And my mother is whole. And she's free of her illness. And she no longer is suffering. Because I did not want my mother to be here and suffer. I wanted her to be whole and healthy without suffering. But God had another plan. And I had to, you know, deal with that for a minute. Because I'm not saying that I was angry with God. But I just felt like, okay, I need to just shut down for a minute. Because right now, I don't feel like this. I don't feel like this is not what I want. And I don't care about what anyone says or think or feel about me right now. Don't reach out to me. And that's how I felt. And guess what? God understood that. So God never condemned me on how I was feeling. He didn't condemn me with my emotions. It only brought me closer. And he only brought me closer to Him because He knew that I was going to need that. And, you know, some of you cannot relate in that way because maybe you have never lost your mother. And bless God for that. You know, but guess what? Both of my parents are gone, actually. My father passed before my mother. So I'm sitting here, I'm like, I don't have a mother or a father. And that was hard. But I could not continue to be in my feelings and, you know, be emotional because I got things to do. And I have other things in life that, you know, God is like, okay, you got to deal with this part, but now you got to move to the next because I have something greater for you. And I'm not saying that every day is great because it's not, because I still want my parents. I still think about them. It's like, you know, I have my moments, but I got to get to the end. To see what it is that I've been working so hard for, that I've been fighting so hard for and waiting for. The wait is great. The wait is great. But I'm here to tell you that, listen, while you wait and while you process, while you progress through the process, you're going to be okay. Doesn't feel like it, doesn't sound like it, doesn't look like it, but I'm telling you, you're going to be okay. And as I sit here and I'm looking out my window and I'm smiling because now that the weight is so great in stature and in size, it just occurred to me that the wait is great because waiting I'm waiting on God. Okay. Listen to this. Let me say this again. The wait is great because the wait is God. Everything about God is great. Everything that God does is great. The wait is great because the wait is God. And this is a song, and I don't own the rights to it. It's a song that's playing in the background. It's called Look at God. It's by Corinne Hawthorne. I play this song every day. Like, this is my anthem. I play it every day. And I keep it on repeat. I don't care. My neighbors are like, I am so tired of this song. Maybe so. But I repeat the song over and over because I'm like, look at God. The lyrics are, He's making a way every day. I can't take no credit. He's the one that did it. Look at God. I'm always reminded that he's always behind it. Nothing that I do in life that I can take credit for it. Because God is the one that's doing it for me. So even though I'm waiting, and even though it hurts sometimes to wait and so difficult, I know that the wait is great because the wait is God. And you can use that as W-E-I-G-H-T or W-A-I-T. It doesn't matter. All of it's God, because God is a heavy weight. And waiting on God is all good. This blessed me. It really blessed my soul to even have this conversation through podcasts with you. If it doesn't do anything but for one person, I did my job. I did what I was told to do in today's episode. The wait is great. And I'm going to stop. I'm going to end right here. Listen, I had nothing to eat today. Absolutely nothing. I had an early appointment that I went to. That worked out great. Came home. And the only thing that I was ordered to do is go record an episode. And I haven't recorded in a while anyway. But there are some new things coming that's on the horizon. And I'm going to be posting it on my social media, which is Frankie LaShare Facebook, and also Daddy's Girl podcast on Facebook. And you can find me, I can't even remember right now. I think it is Frankie LaShare 76, I think, on Instagram. If not, I'll write it on my social media post once I post this episode. But guys, listen, even though you may have to wait, just keep on waiting. Go through the process, because as you wait in the process, you will progress. The wait is great because the wait is God. I think I want to change that title. Yeah. The wait is great because the wait is God. Yeah. So if you're not following me on social media, look me up. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Facebook, Daddy's Girl Podcast, and Frankie LaShare. That's LaCHER. That's me. So in the meantime, guys, be safe. And always, always, no matter what, always continue to pray. If you don't, then I suggest that you develop a prayer life with God. And your way of prayer is just you communicating with God. And I think some of you have not done that in a while. He wants to hear from you. So, love you guys. Until the next episode, be blessed. Bye-bye.